Russia's invasion of Ukraine continued Tuesday, with Ukrainian officials reporting Russian aircraft bombed cities in eastern and central areas of the country overnight, as well as shelling the suburbs around the capital, Kyiv. A Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Regional leader says in areas to the east of Kyiv, near the Russian border, bombs fell on residential buildings and destroyed a power plant. He says there were dead and wounded, but hasn't given any figures. Bombs also hit oil depots west of Kyiv, while too, the mayor has reported heavy artillery fire, saying we can't even gather up the bodies because the shelling from heavy weapons doesn't stop day or night.
The British Defense Ministry, meanwhile, reports Russia has met with surprising resistance in its march to the capital. They report Ukrainian special forces overnight destroyed over 20 Russian helicopters on the ground. The Associated Press, citing a source close to the situation, is reporting President Joe Biden has decided to ban Russian oil imports, toughening the sanctions on Russia's economy in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. The move follows pleas by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the U.S. and other Western countries to cut off the imports, which had been a glaring omission in the massive sanctions put in place on Russia in response to the invasion. Energy exports have kept a steady stream of cash flowing to Russia despite otherwise severe restrictions on its financial sector. The White House says it is in close consultation with the European allies who are more dependent on Russian energy and have not followed suit. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is continuing to meet with lawmakers as her confirmation hearings loom. Jackson had a friendly audience Tuesday as she met with Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. He told reporters afterwards her prior experience as a public defender will bring a new perspective to the nation's top court.
I'm hoping that she will be a force to bring the court together, a deeply divided court right now that is in need of a unifying voice. And her real life experience, I think, will resonate with her colleagues on the United States Supreme Court.
Republicans are expected to criticize Jackson for, among other things, her lack of experience, having served on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia for only the past 9 months. Jackson began one-on-one meetings with senators last Wednesday, and her confirmation hearings, which will span 4 days, are scheduled to begin March 21st. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said she will visit China, including Xinjiang province, in May. Michelle Bachelet announced the long-delayed trip Tuesday before the UN Human Rights Council. She said her office had recently reached an agreement with the government of China for the visit. Many Western countries accuse China of genocide against the approximately 1 million ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. Human rights groups accuse Beijing of operating re-education camps, using forced labor, and committing forced sterilization. China denies the accusations, saying Uyghur re-education camps are to combat extremism within the Muslim group. China has long said it welcomed a visit by Bachelet, but appeared to balk at her demands for meaningful and unfettered access. Bachelet told the council Tuesday that an advance team from her office would leave for China next month. Heavy rain lashed parts of Australia's most populous state Tuesday, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders to thousands of people. Police in Sydney said they recovered the bodies of two people after their car was found in a stormwater canal in the city's western suburbs. Australia's Bureau of Meteorology warned life-threatening flash flooding in parts of New South Wales, with Sydney already receiving up to 100 millimeters of rain. Forecasters said those rains are moving up the central coast, where they've already reported flash flooding. The forecasters say as the storm system moves further north in the coming days, warnings are already in place for intense rainfall that is likely to lead to additional life-threatening and dangerous flash flooding. Australia's east coast has had an extraordinarily long stretch of torrential rain and major flooding over the past 2 weeks. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.